Philemon 1, verse 13 says, I would have liked to keep him with me so that he could take your place. Let's pray together, shall we? This one's tough to hear, Jesus. Nobody likes to feel replaceable. I certainly don't. In fact, you tell me there's a very real sense in which I'm not. You've created me one of a kind. In your church, I'm indispensable. But while there will never be another me, I've got to accept the fact that if I fail, fall, quit, die, you'll call others to take over the responsibility that I've left undone. And that's a good thing. The advancement of your kingdom, the health of your church, is infinitely bigger than one person. When people tried to upset John the Baptist because everyone was leaving him and going to you, he didn't bite. This isn't about me. It's about you. You must become greater. I must always be willing to become less. In your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. Hi, this is Steve. I hope you'll share this prayer with someone who needs it. To learn more, go to lazaru.com. Let's do this again tomorrow. What do you say?